Oh my goodness. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it is for you. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Zach Schaumler. This is Strong Opinion Sports, episode 635. Welcome in, and joining me today is a guy that Devin, I'm a huge fan of you, man. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I love you as a person. You're a personal friend. I consider you a friend of mine. I love having you. Devin, how are you, man? You're a big Steelers fan. Talk to me, buddy.
Dude, we got Justin Fields. I'm fucking hype.
It's on. So we were going to record last night, and then we moved it. And we got just, really lucky, honestly, because I'm glad it was today and not last night. Because if we'd recorded last night, we would be, honestly, out of date. I can't believe how fortunate we are that we did this today. Let's just dive in. So I think the way to frame this conversation is that the Pittsburgh Steelers have totally revamped their entire quarterback room. Mason Rudolph is gone. Kenny Pickett's gone. We'll talk about the Kenny Pickett trade in a minute. You now have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, but that's the news of the day, really. I'm excited about Russ. I think he's an interesting... There's a conversation to be had there for sure. But the guy that I'm stoked about is that you guys just traded for Justin stinking Fields. Just as an analyst, as a Steelers fan, tell me your just immediate reaction to hearing, hey, we got Justin stinking Fields on our roster now.
You know what? I tried to keep it real. He's not going to start this year. That's not even a prediction. That's already been reported. Mike Tomlin told him, hey, yeah, you're the backup this year. Just, hang tight, learn what you can from Russ. But when I saw that, I'm like, what the hell? Did they actually do it? You got to understand, Zach, this is the Steelers don't make moves like these. This is not my Steelers. This isn't the Steelers my dad grew up with. It's I was shocked. Getting Russ, I was shocked. Getting Justin Fields, I was like, whoa. And to see what they got him for, a conditional sixth round pick, not even this year, next year, dog. It's clearly a trade for the future, but I'm excited.
I've criticized Mike Tomlin in the past. I think deservedly so at times, but man, the one thing I'm really confident in is Mike Tomlin as a leader. I really, really, I would love to play for Mike Tomlin. He's an awesome dude who I would love to go to work for every day, and I would fight hard to win for. I think him managing Russell Wilson's personality, that's a great move. And then Justin Fields slides right in there, and it sounds like they've made it very clear what role he's going to have. And what I'm really excited about, I think Mike Tomlin is the right head coach to manage these two quarterbacks and their personalities and help them do what they need to do. But on top of that, I was just talking about Russell Wilson recently on A Strong Opinion Sports, talking about when there was a time 2 years ago in 2020, he was rated the number two player in the NFL top 100. The NFL players were so enamored with how good he was. And what made Russ great at that time is his ability to run around and make plays. We haven't seen that from him recently, and I wonder if he still has that ability. But certainly Justin Fields does have that ability. And I can't imagine a better person for Justin to sit behind for a year and learn from than Russell stinking Wilson. That's actually a perfect... This plan is so awesome. I really love it. I hope it works. And it's really cool. Can you talk about Mike Tomlin? Talk about what role you think he'll have with them, and talk about the idea of Justin Fields backing up Russell Wilson for a year and learning from him?
You know what, dude? I think you might be honestly a little higher on Mike Tomlin than I am. I'm very critical of him.
Sure, sure.
My biggest concern, he's never developed a quarterback. He inherited Ben.
Yeah.
Drafted Landry Jones. I don't know if you remember him. Didn't turn out to much. Turn out to be much in the league.
Oh, you baby.
Yeah. Drafted Mason Rudolph. Totally botched his development. Kenny Pickett. I'm sure we're going to get into that in a few minutes. So, it gives me pause. It's fun to think about. Yeah, Justin Fields is going to be here. But just as a realist, it gives me pause. Is Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin the best guys to develop Justin Fields? My concern, Yeah. Now, that being said, sitting behind Russ, someone who had a relatively similar play style, if not damn near similar play style in his prime to Justin Fields now, the ability to run around, attack downfield, out of structure. That's what I'm really excited for. And it's it's one thing to have pause about Fields because he's going to be coached by Coach T. But the fact that you traded so little to get him, it's no harm, no foul. Low risk, very high reward possibly.
Mm. I love that. You're right. They have nothing to lose and everything to gain from having Justin Fields. And man, what do you expect from Russell Wilson? Like, what do you think he's going to bring to the table? He's on a 1-year contract. Denver's paying him like $38 million to play for the Steelers this year. What do you expect from Russ?
First of all, I didn't watch too much of Russ in Denver. He did some things well, like year two in Denver was clearly better than year one. Yeah. The idea of 26 touchdowns and 8 interceptions is attractive. How much of that is just looking at numbers on paper? I don't know. He likes to take a lot of sacks. I don't know how well that's going to pair with the Steelers line. I'd like to think, and I probably can almost guarantee, is a definite step up from Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, we agree on that. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to think he's going to be a lot. He's going to take the team a lot further. But also, I'm the same guy who said Kenny Pickett's going to take this team to 12, 13 wins. That didn't happen, you know? So how much of that is my bias as a Steeler fan? I love all the things he's saying in the press conferences. He's already seemed like he's already welcomed Justin Fields to the team. Like, he's been here for 10 years, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know what to expect, because the team with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph, 10 wins. What's Russ going to get you? I'd like to say 11 or 12 wins, but I don't know. I really don't know. I'm hopeful.
I'm really excited for the dynamic of Russ as a leader in the locker room. Like, the one thing, so we're at, I have problems with Mike Tomlin, but I think we can both agree he's a good leader. People like him in the locker room. And it sounds like they've really been very clear in communicating the expectation from Russ and from Justin. Russell Wilson's the starter until something else. And here's the thing. Justin might play this year if Russ gets hurt. Like, that could very well happen. But they made it very clear. Russell Wilson's quarterback one. Justin Fields' role is to come in and learn from him and listen and grow and develop as a quarterback. And that's so beneficial for Justin Fields, his ability, his time to learn and grow. In the world of infinite possibilities, one of them is that this works out very well. And I think that's very possible. Who knows what Russ is going to do? Who knows what Justin Fields is going to develop? It could go horribly. But I like that there's now, we knew Kenny Pickett wasn't going to work. I love Kenny Pickett as a human. I'm rooting for him as a person. There wasn't a lot of upside. I couldn't point to one thing. I've said it many times. Like, what does Kenny Pickett do well? What's the thing that makes him a great quarterback? I can't find one thing. So that plan wasn't going to work. I like that Pittsburgh's doing something different. And certainly this plan has potential to work, which makes me feel really good. Do you agree with that? Like, the best case scenario here is really positive, whether it's Fields or Russ long term. There's a lot of potential. Do you agree with that, at least, with these two quarterbacks?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think back to a few years ago when the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes. I'm not comparing getting Russell Wilson and Justin Fields to the Chiefs getting Mahomes, but it's obvious the Steelers are doing something different. They saw they had mid at best quarterback play and were like, we need to get better than this.
Yeah.
You know, like Fields and Will. I think Fields today is probably an immediate step. Definitely an immediate step up from Kenny Pickett. But then we got Wilson to come in, kind of mentor Fields. They're clearly trying to get better in a way we haven't seen before. Like, this is a kind of move that we haven't seen. I don't know if you know, the Steelers haven't moved on from a first-round player within their rookie contract since 1957. This is not normal for the Steelers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is uncharted territory for us.
Yeah.
And by the way, we've had pocket passers the last, as long as I've been alive. Now we got one relatively mobile guy, one for sure mobile guy. They're definitely trying to get with the times. It's obvious to me, at least.
So I view this like a science experiment where we don't really know what's going to happen. We can make predictions and have hypothesis, hypotheses, whatever the right word that is there. But it's fun to see what's going to happen. Like, this is definitely, the Steelers are now immediately a much more exciting and interesting storyline and football team for next year than they were like 3 days ago. And I love it, man. I can't wait to see what happens. I'm hopeful. The one thing that gives me pause is Arthur Smith. And I want to, because I try to be positive, I try to spin it like, how can this go well? It's possible. So Arthur Smith was a head coach last year in Atlanta. The offense made me want to rip my eyeballs out. They didn't use Kyle Pitts very well, their first-round tight end. They didn't use Drake London very well, their first-round receiver. They didn't use Bijan Robinson very well, their first-round running back. And I was like, who's designing the offense? Oh, it's the head coach. And now he's not the head coach in Atlanta. He's the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh. Man, I'd like to hope that as a head coach, he's had too much on his plate, and trying to manage the offense and manage the entire team was just a role he wasn't prepared for, and it wasn't well-suited to be a head coach. He didn't know how to delegate to other people. Maybe with a lesser role of offensive coordinator, he's going to do really well in Pittsburgh. But that is the big, I don't know if red flag is the right word, but that is the big thing. I'm like, man, Russ struggled in Denver. Justin didn't work in Chicago, and he got an offensive coordinator who I was really unimpressed with in Atlanta. It's like the island of misfit toys. Can all these things that didn't work other places come together and make it work in Atlanta, or sorry, in Pittsburgh? What do you think of Arthur Smith? Like, what, when he was hired, how did you feel about that? And what are your thoughts and expectations for Arthur Smith as an offensive coordinator?
I was unmoved, like uninspired. You and I share the same sentiment, to be honest. Like, when he was hired by Atlanta to be the head coach, I just remember my time watching him in Tennessee. I was like, they went to the AFC championship game, but it was clear the quarterback was a limiting factor. Like, you couldn't get top tier quarterback play out of Ryan Tannehill when you needed him to. You know, maybe it was reliable when the run game and the passing game were balanced, but when you needed Ryan Tannehill to be clutch, you know, that passing game in Atlanta, yeah, they had a 1,000-yard receiver in A.J. Brown and who was it, Corey Davis, right? Someone else, I forget.
Tennessee, yeah.
Yep. But still, like, even with those numbers, like, I was never super impressed with the passing game over there, man. Like, yeah. So when I heard rumblings that, oh, the Steelers, they have their eye on Arthur Smith, I'm like, oh, no. Like, even if we brought in, let's say, what's that OC's name? Zach Robinson, right? He's with, I forget who he's with Atlanta.
He's with Atlanta,
now, right?
Actually. Yeah.
He's with Atlanta. Even if we brought him in, sure, we wouldn't know what to expect, but it'd be a lot more, I think, hopeful if we had brought him in. It's just with Arthur Smith, it's like, okay, we're going to run the ball a lot, you know?
Can I play devil's advocate here,
if I may?
So first of all, I like the running back situation in Pittsburgh, Jalen Warren and Najee Harris. I think there's potential there. But on top of that, we agree, by the way, on Arthur Smith. We're on the same parallel thinking. I wasn't impressed with him in Tennessee. I couldn't believe he got hired to be head coach in Atlanta. And certainly in Atlanta, there was never a moment where I thought it was good. However, I'll play devil's advocate against our own arguments, which is you could argue, well, he had Ryan Tannehill, Marcus Mariota, and Desmond Ridder. He never had a great quarterback. And up until the last 2 years, Russell Wilson was a surefire Hall of Famer. Like, in 2020, he was named the number two player in the NFL Top 100, second to only Lamar Jackson. And it was debatable. A lot of guys were saying he's number one over Lamar Jackson. So in 2020, Russ was amazing, Hall of Fame quarterback. This is certainly the best quarterback Arthur Smith has ever had. And then even Justin Fields might be better than Mariota was, better than Ridder was for sure. And arguably more talented than Ryan Tannehill was. So I think the devil's advocate argument against what we're saying is it's possible this is the best quarterback room Arthur Smith has ever had. And in Atlanta, he was trying so hard to win with a really limited quarterback room. Mr. Unlimited, man. Maybe what happens in Pittsburgh is better than they've ever had, better than Arthur Smith has ever had at quarterback. Does that argument make sense? I don't know if I believe that, but it is a counterpoint to what we believe in about Arthur Smith. What do you think of that?
It's definitely an argument that makes sense, but it also kind of attaches to what I've been saying ever since we hired Arthur Smith. Yeah, Arthur Smith's great, but that's all. Let me rephrase that. Yeah, you can be excited for Arthur Smith because of what he did in Tennessee, but you're just hoping, you know, you're hoping you can get great quarterback play out of Russ or Justin Fields. You're hoping that Najee Harris suddenly has a breakout year. You know, I think it's just a wait and see thing. As of right now, I'm still unmoved. You know, it's fun to think about. Hey, Russ, probably the best quarterback he's ever had. But is he going to get Hall of Fame Russ? We don't know. It's just all hope, to be honest. I don't know what to expect there.
Well, here's what I expect. I expect them to run the ball heavily with their two running backs. They got a good running back room. The offensive line is going to be better than we've seen in a long time because say what you want to Arthur Smith. His offensive lines are awesome. He really does do a great job in the running game and protecting quarterbacks. And they're going to have a lot of moonshots. I think George Pickens could have a breakout year. I think there's potential here for a really good running game, heavy play action with Russ, and him throwing deep shots to George Pickens a ton. And that excites me. I think there's potential here But I also can't tell, is that wishful thinking? Am I just trying to convince myself it's going to work? Like, we really don't know. Like, we, and I don't want to be the guy who's like, it's for sure, like pounding the table, this is what's going to happen. We have no idea. But I see a path here where it's possible it works at a high level. And we know that the AFC North, man, Joe Burrow, the Bengals, the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, the Browns are going to do something interesting. It's a bloodbath. And it, certainly the Steelers with Arthur Smith and Russell Wilson and what they got going on is more interesting than it was 2 weeks ago. And so I think both of us are hopeful. Would you agree you're hopeful, if nothing else?
Oh, yeah, dude. Kenny Pickett was our starting quarterback last year. I'm hopeful. Hey, look, man, I love Kenny. I'd like to still think if he was a start, if he didn't get hurt against the Cardinals, he'd be an okay starter this year. Like,
yeah,
I'm probably Kenny Pickett's biggest defender. Dude, do you want to see the shirt I'm wearing right now?
Yeah, let's see. What do you got?
I became a meme in the Twitter community, dog. I came prepared. I'm the Kenny Pickett ball washer, dog. Someone made me this shirt.
That's amazing, dude. I love that you wear that. That's amazing.
I had to.
I love that.
Yeah, no.
You got Anthony Fantano flannel on too, basically, too. I love it.
Yeah, like I'm one of Kenny Pickett's biggest defenders. And I even said, dude, if we go into 2024 with Kenny Pickett, A, it's a shit plan. But B, probably be fine at best. But I also advocated, hey, try to upgrade. You know, like if you're going to spend time developing a quarterback, Justin Fields is hanging out over in Chicago. Like, spend your time developing him, if anything. So I called for the Steelers to trade for Fields, I think like a month and a half ago. And they finally did. So, you know, I'm definitely hopeful. I'm just excited for hopeful for really good quarterback play.
I'm so excited. I didn't know where Fields was going to go at this point. Like, I was like, is he going to get moved? Especially after Pittsburgh added Russ, I thought that meant they're out of the Justin Fields market. And the fact that there's now potential for him to sit and learn and develop and grow. And you never know. Russ could get hurt week six, you know, and suddenly Fields is forced into playing time. And that'll be really fascinating. Hey, say what you want to Arthur Smith. The dude knows the running game really well. I would imagine if any coach can get some really good run design out of Justin Fields, that's what's going to happen. I think there's potential there. Like, some really fun stuff could go down. Let's now talk about your boy Kenny Pickett. Your Kenny Pickett's ball washer. I love it. That's so funny. Kenny Pickett drove me nuts. I wanted to believe in Kenny Pickett. I was hopeful. I blamed back Canada for a lot of his failures. And when I really objectively took a step back and looked at Kenny Pickett's body of work and his play style, I was like, man, first of all, there's nothing physically he does really well. He doesn't have a huge arm, not a great runner. He's kind of average physically in every category. He wasn't making great decisions. He wasn't highly accurate. And this is all just me being honest. I'm disappointed by that reality, but I wanted to believe in Kenny Pickett. And so many times, given opportunities, he didn't impress me. And I by the end of it, I couldn't point to a single thing he did really, really well. It's jarring. I mean, the Steelers in my lifetime have been Big Ben for a long time, and then they've been unable to replace Big Ben at all. And now we're hoping what they have can be that. But the belief when they drafted Kenny Pickett was, oh, sweet, this is the guy. And for them to trade Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles, I don't know. Do you know what they got in return in the Kenny Pickett trade? Because I don't actually know what they got. But it was surprising and interesting to see them after 2 years just give up on the guy. First of all, do you know the deals? I can find it, if not, what they got in return for Kenny Pickett. But on top of that, what do you make of that trade, having them just give up on the guy and move on so quickly? And in fact, I found it. The Steelers got pick number 98 and two 2025 seventh round picks. Philly got Kenny Pickett and pick number 120, which is, I guess it's comparable to what Sam Howell went for to Seattle. So they didn't get much for him. They drafted him in the first round and gave him away for very little. What's your reaction to the Kenny Pickett trade?
I think just seeing it pop up on my Twitter and seeing, oh shit, this is the real Adam Schefter, kind of shocked me. Like I said, the Steelers don't do this. This is not normal. You know, growing up, the Steelers, they don't make splashes in free agency. They don't trade away their quarterback. I mean, granted, they had Big Ben my whole life. But they don't trade away their first round picks. They usually ride it out no matter how bad it is. It was jarring, But then when I heard they got a third round pick out of it, I was like, really? Okay. I wasn't upset. I was sad because I'm the Kenny Pickett ball washer, but I wasn't upset. I was like, yeah, it's probably a good thing. You're going to bring in Russ. It got messy, man. Things ended sour with Kenny and the Steelers. Do you want me to dig into kind of what happened?
Oh, yeah. Please tell me about it for sure.
Yeah, dude. So earlier in the season, things got kind of messy when Mason Rudolph was named the starter towards the end of the year. They wanted Kenny to dress as the backup, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's rumors, there's conflicting reports that Kenny Pickett refused to dress as the backup. There's reports that Kenny never refused to dress. There's conflicting reports. But whatever happened, something happened there. Something messy happened there, or else we wouldn't be hearing about this news. And then going into this offseason, the Steelers told Kenny Pickett, hey, you're going to compete for the starting job. Kenny was down to compete for the starting job in 2024. And then, according to Tom Pelissero, they brought in Russ. They told Kenny Pickett, hey, Russ is the starter. He's going to start out with getting the first team reps in camp. Kenny didn't like that, wanted a trade. And this is the thing the Steelers do. As soon as you want out, they're going to get you out. Mm-hmm. Like they have a volunteers, no hostages kind of policy that they really like stick by.
Yeah,
I do too. So I get it. You know, I understand wanting out. Part of me wishes he would have been down to kind of sit back, learn from Russ, but he wanted out. I get it. You know, got to get him out of here. And the fact they got what they did for him was actually kind of shocking to me. But yeah, things ended sour. Like, I don't think he even follows the Steelers anymore. And not that, I don't know if that means anything, but you know, it's 2024.
Yeah.
He stopped. I don't know if he ever followed the Steelers, but you know, he doesn't follow them no more. And he grew up an Eagles fan. So he's probably going to a better situation for him, to be honest.
Mm.
Be a backup to Jalen Hurts. We'll see. But yeah, things ended sour with Kenny and the Steelers.
So he's Kenny Pickett was an Eagles fan growing up.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Yeah. That's really, my camera's cycling. I am now not being recorded. Here, I'm back now. That was weird. I don't know what happened there, but it like turned off for a second. That was weird. But so he's in a situation where he'll be more happy, a team he loves. What's interesting with Kenny Pickett, there's a window. A lot of people don't believe in Justin Fields. Jalen Hurts, excuse me. A lot of people look at Jalen Hurts and think he's garbage and sucks. And I'm not one of those people. I talked about that recently on the show. But certainly there is a possibility if Jalen Hurts struggles, Kenny Pickett might get some playing time. So he's probably in a situation now where he's going to have a better opportunity than he did in Pittsburgh. I never knew that. What is it? Volunteers, no hostages. Is that what you said? That's really, do they say that in Pittsburgh? Is that a common thing they talk about? Or is that just what you said? Because that's fascinating, that idea. Like, if you don't want to be here, we're not going to make you be here. We'll get rid of you tomorrow.
No, yeah, call it a Tomlinism, but these are words that Tomlin has said, like, hey, we want volunteers, not hostages. A few years ago, we had Melvin Ingram on the team. He was a great depth piece, but he wanted out, and Tomlin got rid of him, like, immediately. I think sent him to the Dolphins.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the thing they really live by. We want volunteers, not hostages. If you don't want to be here, they'll ship you out the next day, literally.
Wow. So I need to pay more attention to Mike Tomlin because it sounds like he's got Tomlinisms are a thing, you just said. So there's probably even more that I've never paid attention to. And I really like his philosophy. The things I have seen him say, I appreciate him a lot. One thing that caught me off guard with the Steelers, they traded away Deontay Johnson. What happened there? What's the story? Because they signed Russ and then they get rid of one of their good weapons. So I was kind of like, dang, I thought I wanted to watch him work with Russell Wilson. Now we won't see that. What happened there? Why did they get rid of Deontay Johnson?
Okay, yeah, that threw me off too. So they traded Deontay Johnson. I forget the compensation they got for him. I don't remember exactly what it was. We got practically nothing for him, a late round pick, and then we got Dante Jackson from the Panthers.
Yep.
Second slot corner at best. I don't know much about Dante Jackson. It's not super moving to me.
Sure.
But this was another we want volunteers, not hostages situation, actually. So the last two seasons, there's been a couple incidences of Deontay allegedly, reportedly getting into shouting matches and I think even fist fights with players in the locker room.
Mm.
It got to a point where I saw some insiders share that there was a point where Tomlin was the one that wanted Deontay on the field, but the front office wanted him benched because of his behavior. And it got to a point where Deontay just eventually wanted out towards the end. So once again, volunteers, no hostages. We'll send you for a bag of chips, you know, which sucks. I love Deontay Johnson. He's not a 1A type of receiver. His route running, probably best in the league. But outside of that, you know, when you need him to be clutch, he's not the most clutch receiver. He's dropped a lot of big passes, especially during the 11-0 year a few years ago. Yeah, you know, I've always liked Deontay Johnson. I was sad that they shipped him off, but it's like, you don't want to be here, then that's fine. You know, got to get you out of here. I was upset originally, but then when I saw the reports that he wanted out, I was like, okay, I get it. It's just now we're in a weird situation where we got George Pickens now clearly the number one, and your depth there is Calvin Austin's your number two. He's fast. He's also shorter than Russell Wilson. And then we just signed Van Jefferson.
Oh, I like Van Jefferson's actually quality. That's a solid receiver.
We signed Van Jefferson. Miles Boykin is still on the team. And we got Marquez Callaway, which I'm sure nobody even knew about. Marquez Callaway is a Steeler.
They're both actually Marquez Callaway and Van Jefferson are actually both pretty solid. And knowing the way Pittsburgh seems to get the most out of the receivers, that's actually like an interesting receiving room. I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if that's going to be their plan. Like, there's also rumblings that the Steelers are going to bring Tyler Boyd back to Pittsburgh because that's where he went to college. I don't know if that's going to happen, but there's certainly some smoke there.
Yeah.
I'd imagine we're going to draft someone in the first three rounds. Just a guess. We have four top 100 picks after trading Kenny Pickett. So I'd imagine we're going to trade someone a little higher, draft someone a little higher at receiver. That's just a guess. I don't know how much the Steelers believe in Calvin Austin as a number two. You know, like I said, he's fast. I'm sure if Arthur Smith wants to actually use an interesting weapon there, you got a speedy guy who can probably split a cover two coverage pretty well.
They've got that number 20 overall pick in the draft. The Steelers do. What do you want them to do with that pick? Do you want them to draft a receiver? Is there a bigger need that stands out more to you? What are you hoping your team does with that number 20 overall pick in April?
So originally I wanted them to, and this was always going to be unrealistic, but I wanted them to make a splash, move up to the top five for a quarterback. Just because, and Marcus Whitman pointed this out one time, the Steelers are never going to be bad enough to have a top 10 pick.
No.
Not anytime soon.
Yeah.
So it's like at some point you're going to have to make a splash for a quarterback. And that's what I wanted them to do. I wanted them to go get Jaden Daniels. But I knew, you know, it's a pipe dream that's never going to happen. And then now that we got Russ and Justin Fields, that's definitely not going to happen. So at 20, it's looking like the pick is, it smells like it's going to be center. There's a couple centers that the Steelers are into. Jackson Powers, Johnson, Zach Frazier is a center, right? Those are names I've heard. My brain kind of wants him to go center just because I know Arthur Smith, it's going to be a run heavy offense.
Yeah.
You probably want to, you know, shore up the middle of the line. My guess is they go center, if not move up a bit for a center, maybe. I'd also like to see him go receiver. I don't know who's going to be there at 20. My guess is center. My want is probably also center. But if you went receiver, I'd be like, yeah, probably fill a hole there too.
Yeah. I really like the, let me break down what they've got on offense, because it's George Pickens, Van Jefferson, Marquez Callaway is, I think, really underrated. Pat Freiermuth at tight end, Calvin Austin at receiver, Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren at running back, and then Jack Coletto is a piece. I don't know if anyone knows. No one would know this. I played against Jack Coletto in high school. He went to Camas High School. He's like a fullback, tight end, like kind of just gadget player. Went to Oregon State. He's like I don't know if you know much about Jack Coletto. He's really valuable. He kind of reminds me of Kyle Juszczyk in San Francisco, where he can do a lot of different stuff. I think Jack Coletto in the Arthur Smith offense is fascinating. Like the way they're going to use him. I don't talk about fullbacks, man. Like, why would I care about a fullback? I think he's going to do something really interesting playing for Arthur Smith. He played quarterback in high school, dude. Like, he's a really weird, wild, interesting type of player. I really think Pittsburgh's offense is fascinating. They get the right set group of guys on the offensive line, and they're going to move bodies. They're going to run the ball really well. I don't know, man. I'm really excited about what they got on offense. And if they had a center there, which Arthur Smith, again, for all his, I've criticized that guy so much. I think people are kind of tired of hearing me talk smack about Arthur Smith, but he does have his offensive lines are awesome. He really does know how to coach that, you know, that part of the game. And yeah, offensive lineman, a center, like that makes sense to me a lot. I really like that plan. Well, I will see. I actually am more excited about Pittsburgh than I've been in quite a while. Like, I think this new Steeler plan, I feel good about, man. I really like it. Do you agree? Do you feel good about what's going on?
I definitely feel good. Like I said, we've never seen these kind of moves before. Like, this is the most splash the Steelers have made in my entire lifetime.
Yeah.
Especially at quarterback. Like, to me, that's probably the most important position in all of sports. The fact that you actually put a hint of effort, if not a lot of effort, to go upgrade a quarterback. It makes me excited for the season. Like, what else are we going to do? You know, what receiver are we going to get?
Yeah.
And then we haven't even talked about Patrick Queen on the defense yet. One of the top middle linebacker. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm for sure excited.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking about Patrick Queen, man. Like, tell me, what are the other moves the Steelers have made that you like really stand out to you? They're like, oh, I'm so excited about this and this and this.
Yeah. So Russ and Patrick Queen are definitely the biggest ones. They also signed a safety, Deshaun Elliott. He played for the Ravens also. And I think the Dolphins too. I don't know anything about him, to be honest. But his personality, I saw his introductory press conference. He's effing funny. You know, what does he do? First thing he gets to the podium, I'd like to wish Coach T a happy 32nd birthday. Cracks up the whole room. So far, I like him. I don't know anything about his play. I know the Steelers, they shipped off Keanu Neal. It doesn't look like they're going to be bringing... Oh my God, what's his name? I forget his name. The one of the safeties they had.
Did I've done Minka? This one time? Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
I forgot John Elway's name one time. I was so Casey. Embarrassed.
DeMonte Casey. Sorry, DeMonte I just Casey. Remembered it. Yeah.
No worry.
They I don't know if he's a free agent now.
Patrick Peterson, they let go too.
Let go of Patrick Peterson. That was huge. They let Levi Wallace walk, which thank God I could not stand watching him.
Yeah.
Corner too. I forgot to mention corner when we were talking about the draft stuff. Right now, the Steelers' only notable corner is Joey Porter. You know, and now
Stud,
obviously,
by the way,
dude, he's awesome. And now obviously, Dante Jackson, which I don't know what to expect from him, but if he's your plan at number two, you probably need a guy. You know,
could their first three picks be like center, receiver, corner, something like that?
It wouldn't shock me at all if they went corner first round. I know Cooper DeJean, he's a name, the only white corner I've ever seen, coming out of Iowa.
Out of Iowa,
he's fun
and
to
watch. You can get a quality center, by the way, in the second round. Like, you really could find a starting center in that second round.
You often do find starting centers in the second round, good starting centers. Like, if the Steelers choose not to go center in the first round, fine by me, you know, make me happy at corner or receiver.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to see the Steelers, you know, improving making effort to improve the offense. Like, this is rare territory.
I think it's possible that Pittsburgh massively improved. I really like, I know I have talked so much smack about Arthur Smith, but I think the way he fits into what specifically Pittsburgh has with two really good running backs, a guy, Russell Wilson now, who can launch deep balls off play action. I think, like I said, I've said many times, I'm really positive here. I'm surprised at how positive I am, actually. Like, given everyone I'm talking about is someone I've criticized so much, but I really weirdly think that if we put them all together, they can figure it out. I want to ask you, I don't want to take too much of your time. It's Saturday night, and thank you for your time. But I am curious, before we go, is there anything else we've left off the table? Anything else we need to talk about that is really, you know, important to talk about? If we're going to talk about Steelers, we shouldn't leave it out. Anything we're missing here? And it's okay. We've covered a lot. It's okay. The answer is no.
We could talk about fifth year options, because right now we have until May. I think it's May 2nd for the Steelers to exercise a fifth year option for not only Najee Harris, but Justin Fields now too.
Mm.
It's not look. The Steelers are not going to exercise Justin Fields' option. He's had.
Really?
He's had. That's what it's smelling like. He's had 10 career wins, you know. To pay, I think the number's $25 million if you exercise his option.
Ooh.
All signs are pointing to no for that.
Yeah.
It's more
What's
likely they're
going to.
That's a great question. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
I'm of the group of people that say, don't pay running backs. You know, I love Najee. I don't know that I would pay him at most extend his option or exercise his option.
Yeah.
But what's taking so long for that to happen too? Like clock's ticking, you know?
Yeah, I think you make Najee prove himself, honestly. I think you don't commit to money when you don't have to. Just, you know what I mean? That makes sense. Like,
yeah, like not Najee. I mean, the second half of last year was awesome, but the first half of the season was like, dog, this guy's missing holes. This guy is running laterally when he needs to be running downhill.
Yeah.
It was so frustrating to watch him. And then once the offense kind of started picking it up, you know, Najee was running like a madman. And he's done this each of the first three seasons. You know, first half of the season doesn't do much, takes a guy or two to tackle him, but he doesn't do much. Second half of the season takes a big step up in terms of breaking tackles, taking the whole defense down with him. But I don't know, like so far, I wouldn't give Najee Harris a long-term contract, you know, unless it's for dirt cheap. But I mean, the Steelers have firsthand experience. You just got Jalen Warren. At one point, he was one of the best running backs in the league. He was undrafted. Like, you can find undrafted running backs. And even if that, you can get quality running back play late in the draft. So it wouldn't shock me if the Steelers don't exercise the option for Najee. I think I expect them to.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Tomlin loves Najee. Arthur Smith, I'm sure, is going to love Najee. He's a good leader.
You know, he always.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, he always picks up, hey, it's not the offensive line's fault. It's my fault. I had a bad day. You know, that he's an awesome leader. He's an awesome personality in the locker room. In terms of paying him, I don't know that I would yet. He probably still has to prove himself. And I'm probably one of the few Steeler fans that have the courage to say that. You know, I will get crucified if any Steeler fans watch this video. Uh-oh. You know? Yeah, I don't know. The options are interesting. I don't think they're going to exercise Justin Fields' option. Not at that number, for sure.
Yeah.
Najee, I don't know. Wouldn't shock me if they didn't.
Do you think Steelers fans are happy to move on from Pickett? Were they pretty done with him by the end of the run?
Dude, Steeler fans fucking hate Kenny right now.
Really?
Two years ago, they were chanting Kenny when Mitch Trubisky was on the field. I was one of those fans, by the way, in Pittsburgh at the home opener versus New England. That shit sucked. Yeah, dude, Steeler fans, I think the turning point was the Browns game versus DTR this year. That seemed like the turning point for Steeler fans. Like, dog, this guy ain't it, you know?
Yeah. Like,
and honestly, I think it's going a little overboard. Maybe I'm just in an anti-Kenny Pickett echo chamber on Twitter, but so far the consensus seems like, dude, these guys fucking hate Kenny. Not only his play, but his personality too, which I don't get. I get things ended sour, but like, dude, one of my biggest videos is a 30-minute video essay on the life of Kenny Pickett. This is a good dude, you know?
Yeah.
He's a hard worker. Yeah. He's maybe not as good a leader as I thought. Maybe, I don't know. I've always loved him. He's a good dude. I think some of the hate, if not a lot of the hate he's getting, is just inappropriate, in my opinion. Like, it's one thing to criticize his play, but some people don't even know what they're criticizing, to be honest. Like, Kenny, his pocket presence is booty. It's not good. But people hate seeing Kenny Pickett bail out clockwise for some reason. Just the fact that he turns around to bail a pocket. They hate that. Not the fact that, hey, you got to step up in the pocket, stuff like, no, they don't hate that. They hate the fact that he's spinning around. They're looking for shit to criticize him for. And that, some shit's just inappropriate, in my opinion.
Cool.
But yeah, well, dude, Steeler fans can't stand Kenny Pickett no more. They're like, bye, Kenny.
They're happy to see him go.
Yeah, which is sad. It's sad to me, at least.
I'd love to talk to Kenny Pickett and get his perspective on it. You know, that's the kind of guy that I'd love to sit down and, because he's a first round pick, it didn't work. And that's all I think that's always fascinating. Trubisky, Josh Rosen, Kenny Pickett, Christian Ponder, guys who were drafted in the first round, EJ Manuel, people who had first round expectations that just didn't work out. It's a fascinating, like, really interesting conversation we had that I hope someone has with him someday. I hope it's recorded and someone talks to him about this whole part of his journey. But Man, I got to say, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate you. Kind of an emergency Saturday pod about the Steelers. There was so much to talk about, dude. Like, I'm really stoked for your team. I really think that, honestly, I don't know how it's going to work out. But I'm hopeful and I'm excited. And I'm way more interested in being entertained by the Pittsburgh Steelers today than I was 2 weeks ago. And that's all you can ask for, really. A team that's fun to watch and a team you have hope for. And that's what the Steelers have given me so far. So I'm fascinated and excited. And again, thank you, man, for taking time. Literally on a Saturday night. We should both be out partying, but we're not. We're here. It's my 27th birthday today. Like, I'm doing this because I love you and I love Steelers and I'm interested in them. So. It is, yeah. Yeah,
what
dude.
What the fuck? Like, happy birthday, dude. What
thanks,
the hell?
Man. Yeah, dude. This is the stuff I want to do on my birthday, you know? And so, anyway, man, I appreciate you coming on. I'm really grateful for your time.
Yeah, dude, always. Dude, we could go for another hour if you want. But yeah. By the way, guys watching Strong Opinion Sports, I hope y'all know we didn't all of a sudden plan to do this show. We had these plans like a week and a half ago before Russell Wilson was a Steeler. Like, yeah. The timing of this podcast is just absolutely incredible. But yeah, dude, it was
we're
fun.
We're lucky, man. Hell yeah, dude. Well, hey, man, hope you have a great night, and I really appreciate you. Take care.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
Thanks, brother.